The U.S. war on terrorism has taken a new and significant turn. An attack in Yemen this week killed a top al-Qaeda leader and five other alleged al-Qaeda members. U.S. officials tell NPR that the attack was directed and carried out by the CIA using an unmanned aircraft armed with Hellfire missiles. The drone aircraft was following a car in which the suspected al-Qaeda members were riding. One or two missiles were then fired from the unmanned aircraft, killing the occupants of the car. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
The unmanned aircraft is said to be a Predator, which is operated remotely by controllers on the ground. The CIA in Afghanistan pioneered the use of Predators armed with Hellfire missiles. On at least three occasions, their ground controllers used the Predators to follow wanted al-Qaeda or Taliban leaders and then remotely fired the aircraft's Hellfire missiles at them. According to U.S. officials, the same technique was used in this ambush in Yemen. The target was a prominent member of the al-Qaeda network in Yemen, by some accounts the ringleader, Qaid Senyan al-Harthi, also known as Abu Ali. Al-Harthi is suspected of being involved in the attack 2 years ago on the USS Cole as it sat in a Yemeni port. At the Pentagon yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld would not confirm the killing of al-Harthi and the other suspected al-Qaeda members, but he welcomed the initial report of al-Harthi's death.
He's been an individual that has been sought after as an al-Qaeda member as well as a suspected terrorist connected to the USS Cole, so it would be a very good thing if he were out of business.
U.S. defense and intelligence officials are reluctant to comment officially on the attack in Yemen because they don't want to embarrass Yemeni authorities. The government of Yemen is not anxious to let it be known that it is collaborating with the U.S. military and the CIA in an effort to root out al-Qaeda members in Yemen. Rumsfeld yesterday acknowledged, as he has before, that some U.S. troops are in Yemen to assist the government there in going after al-Qaeda, but he refused to say whether the Yemeni government had been involved in or even approved any attack on al-Harthi and his entourage.
I'm not going to get into the arrangements we have with the government of Yemen other than say what I said.
Military and intelligence officials have made no secret of their general eagerness to use remotely operated Predator drone aircraft and Hellfire missiles to find, track, and destroy targets. But this is the first time the United States has attempted anything like this outside the Afghanistan war zone. Under a U.S. presidential order last confirmed by President Reagan, no person employed by or acting on behalf of the United States government shall engage in assassination. Government lawyers have argued that the prohibition on assassination does not apply to action in wartime. The attack in Yemen shows once again that administration officials consider the war on terrorism to be a military operation that can be carried out anywhere, anytime. Yemen has been getting considerable attention in recent weeks. Osama bin Laden's father came from Yemen, and in the tribally controlled sections of the country, bin Laden remains a popular figure. President Bush, in an oblique comment on the killing in Yemen yesterday, said the only way to treat al-Qaeda is to deal with them for what they are, in the president's words, international killers. And the only way to find them, Bush said, is to be patient and steadfast and hunt them down. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.